This is Chionis with Johnny. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Thursday, April 28, 2016. Several homesteads of members of Zimbabwe's opposition, Renewal Democrats of Zimbabwe, have been set on fire by suspected ZANU-PF activists in Manicaland province. Zimbabweans attack government over its failure to fly home 32 women and girls that have been enslaved in Kuwait. United States Ambassador to Zimbabwe Harry Thomas Jr. talks about USA's humanitarian aid to the Southern African nation. Chinwe General Hospital has been selected as a center of excellence after carrying out successful obstetric fistula operations. We will give you an update on the ongoing Zimbabwe International Trade Fair in the country's second largest city, Bulawayo. Don't forget to listen to the youth program, Time to Engage. Stay tuned to these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on www.channelzim.net. Please check us out on Facebook, WhatsApp, and Twitter. This evening on Live Talk, our host of the Women's Roundtable, Marvelous Nhlanga Nyahuye, and Praxedes Jeremiah will be talking with listeners and experts about the trafficking of hundreds of Zimbabwean women and girls to Kuwait in the Middle East. Indications are that efforts are being made by various organizations to bring some of them back home. Participate by sending your messages on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. You can also post comments on this Facebook wall or send your message. You can also post comments on Facebook wall or send your number so we can call you back. The number again, 001-202-465-0318. Stay tuned.